You're with Gillian O'Shaughnessy
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
You can grow your own little and big and medium-sized fellas now. Plant your tomatoes from seed.
From seed?
People get conned into buying seedlings. They're much better off. They're a Solanaceae, so they don't root disturbance when they're little babies. But if you get from seed, you have a huge variety of tomatoes. So all the heirloom tomatoes are nowhere near as susceptible to all those really annoying diseases that tomatoes get.
Huh, like?
Like all the fungal and bacterial diseases. So things like Tiny Tim, beefsteak, mortgage lifter, gross lease, which I grew up on the gross lease. They're the big tomatoes. Like
really fat ones.
Beefsteak, that you put on your sangers, when you had a lamb sanger.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I love, just like you say, oh, cracker with a bit of butter, a piece of beefsteak, tomato or the like, and salt is just like to me.
Perfect.
It's beautiful.
The flavour of a homegrown big beefsteak tomato that you shove in your mush just on a dry biscuit with salt and pepper. Nothing compares.
So if we're growing them from seed.
So the best way to grow from seed is sprinkle your seed on a bit of kitchen paper, that you use to wipe up your red wine on the bench.
That stuff.
So you put the seeds on there and then get a little spray bottle that you fush your hair with when you're doing it nicely in the morning. Or you're ironing, when you iron. People do apparently. Put it on that paper, and then you just tear that little bit of paper off and plant it in seed raising mix, and then you can plant that. Now, don't put tomatoes in your garden. This is my tip for all growers that have grave disappointment with trying to grow tomatoes. Don't put it in the soil.
What do you do?
You grow them in pots. They were going to put it in a pot with really good quality potting mix, but in that potting mix, Jillo, we're going to add some compost and some poo.
What sort of poo?
Chicken, sheep, cow, horse, guinea pig, rabbit.
Poo.
Kangaroo poo is not that rich.
I'm going to try this because every time I try and grow tomatoes, it fails.
Mike
wants to know if you grow a tomato on the same spot.
No, never. Don't ever. Ever, ever. Like you can't grow potatoes on the same spot because, unfortunately, tomatoes are susceptible to about probably 45 different diseases, including bacterial and fungal.
Yeah.
Don't put them in the ground.
There you go, Mike. That answers your
question.
Big pot.
Get a frame. Like I have 8 pots. All my tomatoes are in pots. I mix in, this is my secret mix, which I will divulge to the...
You're a good woman.
...to the ABC listeners.
Yes.
So I get a bag of potting mix.
Yep.
And then I mix in, so say 1 bag of potting mix, this is the ratio, I will put in 1/3 of a bucket of compost, 1/2 a bucket of cocoa peat.
Yes.
And 1/2 a bucket of poo. And I mix all that up in the wheelbarrow and that's my potting mix for tomatoes. But the next best, most important thing is you must prune off the lower leaves. So the leaves must never come into contact with the soil. So you keep under pruning as your tomato bush grows up. You never let the leaves come in contact with the soil because that's where the problems start.
All right. All right.
Don't use black pots.
Why?
Because they absorb the heat.
Okay.
They absorb the heat.
Fussy, aren't they?
No, well, you know what I do? I do use black pots.
But do you?
Yeah, you know what I do then?
What?
I have black pots because they have to grow in full sun.
Yeah.
I have black pots, but then I put, I buy the Coir peat weed matting. Because I have all the pots in a row and I put the coir matting around like a raised garden beddy thing around the pots so the sun doesn't hit the black plastic and heat up and cook the roots.